time is 4:19 p.m. and this begins taking on the file of videotape deposition of Mr. Emmanuel Goldstein.
I show you volume 14, number 2, which is the summer of 1997.
But let's 2600. So we keep that in charge, and maybe we can just mark. Why don't you just identify the books you've had so we mark this as evidence?
We'll do it at the end. This is going to be a very quick question about it.
Not sure what you want me to look at.
Oh, you've turned to the right page.
I've gone through all the pages. I'm not sure which.
Just hold on.
Okay. Right there.
There's no pictures of girls.
Some of them.
Is that a paper change?
Yeah, it's
what page you want me to look at?
I believe you testified earlier that all of the phones were not in the United States.
Does
that refresh your recollection that there are phones as well in the United States?
Yes, you did find one phone I forgot about that. Actually, if you look, there is no real phone in the phone booth. It's just got paper cups and things in it. But something from Florida, from Disney World, I think. Sorry, I stand correct.
It says from Panama City, I assume.
Which I think is in Florida, right?
Right, it's Disney World, I believe.
Okay,
it's in
Orlando. Never actually been there.
Leaving the 2600 magazines aside. Mm-hmm. Although there's one more article I wanted to ask you about. Do you know what a DOS is?
DOS as in denial of service, or DOS operating system?
As in denial of service.
Denial of service, yes. There's a lot of publicity about that lately.
Have you written articles? Have there been articles in here on how to do the DOS?
There have been articles about how such an attack would be structured, yes.
Have you ever participated in such an act?
No.
Do you know anyone who has?
No, I don't.
Anyone who has? And is the reason you put an article in here on how to do a DOS attack to try to help people stop DOS attacks?
Absolutely.
The objection is?
Did you testify? Should he ask the questions?
I guess I thought I'd like to lead him, but okay.
It absolutely can help somebody to have denial of service laid out in front of you so you know exactly what is involved. And you know how it's comprised, what the weaknesses are that would allow something like that to happen. You have no interest in bringing the net down to a crawl, but it's something that I think people should be aware of, absolutely. And so there's a lot of ignorance floating around out there now, and it's because not enough information is out there.
Well, that takes us... The term hacker's been used.
Mm-hmm.
You use that term.
Right.
It means something to you.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you've written about what the term means.
Mm-hmm.
That's a yes.
Yes.
If you say, it really makes this very hard job impossible. And you've used the term cracker.
I've addressed the term cracker. I don't use that term myself. I address the misuse of what I believe that term is.
Sorry.
The misuse of what I believe that term is.
Can you explain the difference?
Well, I don't see cracker as a valid definition at all. I think that's simply a way of... defining hacking in a bad way without explaining why it's bad. So basically you have someone defined as a cracker. You don't need to know any more about them. You just know that they're bad, but you don't know what it is they did. I prefer to think of it as you have hacking and then you have criminal activity, which can be defined by the crime. So I don't think there's any need for another word. But again, that's my opinion. A lot of people don't share it.
There was talk earlier about, I believe, about John Johansson. And you've written about John Johansson, correct?
On the website, I believe, I've written about John Johansson.
Have you ever spoken to John Johansson?
I've never in person, no.
Okay. You talked to him about this case?
I'm sorry?
Have you talked to him about this case?
There may have been, like, I might have seen him on IRC once, or someone who claimed to be him. Nothing in detail.
Have you emailed him?
I think we might have exchanged one or two emails. What just to say hello.
Okay, you just wrote back two emails, hello, hello?
Well, no, it's just simply, I'm not sure how the conversation would have gotten started, if it was even much of a conversation. After all, he's from Norway. I'm not sure how good his English is. I think at one point there might have been a mailing list that he and I were both on, and I might have seen his name pop up and said hello to him, or something like that. And, you know, since we were both in the news, we might have just passed pleasantries, but there was no discussion of any real details. I don't really know that many of his details. All I know is what happened to him. It was in the newspapers. I haven't talked at length with him or really anyone about that.
Is it fair to say that you talked to him via this email exchange after November of 1999?
It was after November, yes.
Was it after January?
It was after the action against us, so yeah, we have to. It was either in January, late January, or shortly thereafter. I think it was around the time of the Linux Expo, actually. That might have been it.
Did you tell you anything about Linux?
Did he tell me anything about Linux?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Do you or does 2600 know who created DCSS?
As far as I know, that is something that has never been definitively said one way or another. I didn't ask him if he was the person behind it.
Do you or 2600 know or have an opinion as to who created DCSS?
No, I really have no knowledge about that at all.
You said, I think you used Napster once.
Once or maybe twice.
Do you know what song you downloaded?
Most recently, I remember it was an article in Time magazine about some band that everybody was going crazy over, and I wanted to hear what they sounded like. So I found one of their songs and listened to it, and that was it. Well, see what they sounded like. I forget the name of the band. There was some big article about their unique sound.
Their what?
The unique sound of this band. And that's the only time I remember. I remember I looked at the program to see how the program worked, and that was probably the first time I used it, but I don't think I actually listened to a song then. I looked at lists. I remember looking at lists, but I don't think I actually listened to a song.
Well, to download, though, you stored a copy of it on your hard drive.
It was, an MP3 had to be downloaded.
Was it? Okay. When you say downloaded, is it fair to say you stored a copy to your hard drive?
For that, yes. That would be fair to say.
I don't know another way to do it. Maybe you do. That's mm-hmm. what I'm asking.
Well, there's streaming. Streaming is live playing over the bandwidth that you have.
Right.
And then I don't. My understanding of Napster is that it copies it over to your system and then you listen to it from your system. That's my understanding. I haven't really looked into it that deeply.
That's my understanding. I'm just mm-hmm. trying to see if that's how you did it.
Right.
Do you know where the hard drive that you. Is it still on your hard drive?
No, I don't think so. I didn't like the song. In fact, I only listened to a couple of seconds of it.
Did you pay for that copy?
There's no way to pay for an MP3 downloaded in that manner.
Did you ever ask the copyright owner whether...
I'll see if that has to do with this.
Okay. Let me finish my question, and then you can... I don't mean to cut off your objection. Just thought it should be at the end of the question. Did you ever seek the authorization from the copyright owner to make that copy?
Are you going to object now, or do I answer?
That was the end.
You can answer.
Okay.
I object to the question answer.
No, I did not.
The way your website operates, I take it that unless you are enjoined, the linking, the hyperlinks to DCSS will just be up there as long as your website is up. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's a fair statement.
Have you reached a determination? Let's strike that. Was it your intention that if your motion to lift the injunction against you and your website was granted, that you would post DCSS?
I'll check the question speculatively.
With my understanding of legal issues, I would assume that it would be back on our site if we were allowed to put it on our site, yes.
That would be your intention?
Yeah.
With that, you've gone past 4:30.
I got 4:29. Give me 30 seconds.
Okay.
I got 1:29, but...
Trump. I had a fight this morning. Guys, I think you're fine. Yeah.
Give me just 1 second. 30 seconds. You criticize the MPAA for sending cease and desist letters.
Can you give me an item number?
Paragraph 22.
Mm-hmm.
The letters are misleading and intimidating since they suggest that the recipient may be subject to an injunction, even though plaintiffs know very well that the recipient is not. You see that?
Yes.
You didn't discuss with any of the plaintiffs what they know, did you?
What they know? No, I didn't.
Well, you're saying, you could read that, I think, fairly to say that you know, you're testifying to what the plaintiffs know.
I object to the question.
One way you may know that is having discussed it with some of them.
All
I'm asking is, did you discuss it with any of them? And I cannot believe that's an objectionable question.
There are lots of other websites that have information out there. It's discussed among people on many different forums, and this is one of the things that has come to knowledge.
Okay. So your basis for that statement is not discussions with the plaintiffs?
No.
And your basis...
Well, they're not plaintiffs. You mean defendants, right?
No, you said plaintiffs. Plaintiffs know very well that the recipient is not.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I did not discuss it with plaintiffs.
Is part of your basis for that statement discussions with your counsel?
I believe we've talked about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did your plaintiffs tell you that you adopted into that statement?
Plaintiffs?
Excuse me, what did your attorneys tell you that you adopted into that statement?
I object to the question.
On the basis of it?
It's attorney-client.
Yeah, but he said it forms the basis of what he put into this statement.
It's still attorney-client.
I would urge that you waived it when you build it into that declaration. Are you going to instruct them not to answer?
Yes.
Okay, just so it's clear, our position is that because he used it as part of the foundation for that statement, that you've waived it. And you're
okay, I'll let him answer.
Okay. Could you ask the question one more time, just so it's fresh in my mind?
What did your attorney...
You understand it's not a waiver of the attorney-client privilege, but with respect to this question, we'll permit it to finish the deposition.
Got it.
Okay. What did your attorneys tell you in regards to these letters?
Well, my recollection is that while we may have discussed it with my attorneys, I remember this was an issue that came up on the net beforehand, that basically letters were being sent out. In fact, I believe this was posted on Krypton.org as well. Krypton.org, that other site. And other sites, I'm certain. I'm not certain as to which exact ones they were. That other letters had been delivered, and the way they were phrased was widely interpreted to mean that although we have no jurisdiction over you, you have to do what this letter says, even though it seemed apparent that they knew that they didn't have any jurisdiction. So to us, we saw that as kind of posturing, as kind of a threat that didn't have any real basis. So I think most of it was based on discussions with other people on the net. I know I've talked about it in passing with my attorneys, but I don't think it was the basis for that statement.
Okay. All I'm asking is, what did they say?
What did who say?
Your attorneys.
With regards to this?
Yes.
To be honest, I don't think they said anything about the plaintiffs. I don't remember them saying anything about the plaintiffs. I know it's something that was touched upon very briefly, but I don't think it was anything significant. I don't remember the details.
Don, you're a witness.
Mr. Gorbis, there are some things you promised for today.
Okay.
One of them was an answer to whether we could have our computer expert examine the defendant's computer and see if we can retrieve relevant.
I would object to that. I've had a conversation with the defendant. I think the deposition is over now. And my understanding of what's on that computer that you want is, first of all, if that were done, it would cause his operation to stop. 2600.com and the rest of his operation could not go if the hard drives were removed. Secondly, as I understand it, the hard drives contain a great deal of personal information that does not just belong to 2600.com, but also, or Manuel Goldstein, but also has information from other people.
So we're not interested in taking the hard drives. We're interested in looking at them to see if we can retrieve messages relating to this lawsuit.
I understand that.
And DVD and DECSS.
I understand that. I would oppose it, and we can go through the report on that. Based on my understanding, it's on the hard drives.
Do you know that there's nothing in the hard drives which relate to DECSS for this case?
No, what I do know, I've never seen the hard drives. What I do know is that I spoke to my client, and he tells me that these hard drives contain information from people other than he, contain private correspondence between people unrelated to 2600.com or Manuel Goldstein, and that therefore it would be, as he understands, a violation of their privacy and to turn over those hard drives. Secondly, as I said before, any interference with the hard drives would cause a disruption. So I suspect we can get a ruling before the judge on that.
Your position is you can keep from us relevant communications.
Well,
that we would be entitled to receive, but we can't because they're in this hard drive and we're not supposed to touch them. That's what I'm understanding.
I don't think you characterized me correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I do remind you that in they asked Mr. Schumann's hard drive. He has a basketball.
Mr.
Schumann's hard drive with respect to the ECSS test that he conducted. But I don't want to get into that. I'm saying that with respect to these hard drives, I think that's an issue which we should discuss with the court. There may be some way of doing it. I don't know of a way of doing it. It may be that the judge could appoint an impartial person, and I don't know if that's appropriate or something we would want to do to determine what can or can't be found on these hard drives. I don't know how you do it, but I don't have sufficient knowledge of technology to know how you can do this without invading the privacy of other people's correspondence. According to what I have been told, not by Mr. Goldstein so much, but by other people familiar with these hard drives.
Are you willing to identify at least once today? We'll get the identification of someone who passes all this information on to people, but remain totally secret. Which expert did you
give? You've given the name.
Which expert did you talk to?
No, I'm not going to get into that.
Probably in the same
What I'm telling you is that we are prepared to deal with any application you make before Judge Campbell concerning these hard drives.
I'm impressed. Did you now turn over to us all of the documents that Mr. Goldstein turned over to you?
My understanding is that we have. I had understood that.
Is there a way to get a yes or no to that, even if not here?
We have turned over to you all of the documents we have. There are other documents that we had asked to be sent to us. We had understood they were going to be FedExed to us this morning from Long Island. We haven't received them.
Which of those?
Sues. I think they're additional copies.
Earlier. They're really early issues.
Earlier issues of the Hackett Quarterly. And as soon as we get those, we'll of course give them to you.
Well, we cannot consider this that was enclosed until we see the documents that we should have gotten a couple of weeks ago. One other thing I wanted to take up to you. I don't know if you've ever seen our notice to admit. It's past due. The response to it is well past due.
I have not seen it.
I would prefer not moving before the court. And if you could tell me tomorrow when we're going to get response to our notice to commit, then I won't have to go to the judge.
I will speak to Mr. Hearns.
Put that on your list.
So he has that, and I'll try and get his answer.
We've already sent him a letter today.
Okay. So then he...
I was saying the same thing, but I wanted you to know all of the things that we feel that you're late on.
I appreciate the courtesy. The only documents produced are the tax returns and these magazines.
No. We had also, as I told you yesterday, we had given you as part of the motion on the injunction and the linking, we had then taken the files that we had and we attached it to the Goldstein affidavit. So you had yesterday, and Mr. Gold had yesterday, a pack of documents which Mr. Gold asked me to have the client look at overnight, which he did, which are these pieces of paper. So what I said yesterday is we could again give you these documents as the documents we have, but we had given them to you already. And that's roughly 200 pages of something. I'm making it up. I don't know if it's 200 pages now. That's what it looks like.
I did not see it. I suggest that Mr. Goldstein knows how to print stuff on his smartphone as well as just about anyone.
Right. Actually, he testified. He denied that. He said he didn't think it could be done. He's tried to do it.
To do what?
And he can't do it.
To do what?
That was his testimony.
To do what? Okay. To understand correctly.
I think that also, as I said to you yesterday, that anything that Mr. Goldstein has access to, as I understand it, can be downloaded to the web. And what I ask, and what I would try and see whether I could get done,
and I raised that question today, is whether there's some way, and you had some of those documents yesterday, that includes some of this, is whether through any kind of electronic system we can give you more documents than we had in the day. And I'm waiting for a response to that.
I think we are finished for the day, but Mr. Goldstein, we are not yet finished with your deposition until we get our document.
The time is 4:44 p.m. and this videotape deposition of Emmanuel Goldstein will be adjourned until a time and place to agree to model all parties. This is the police tape number 5.
Leon, thank you very much.
Thank you.